Hi, my name is Matt. I'm an English teacher, and this is a recording of a free lesson that I did recently on whiziq.com. We're using material from the Talk A Lot free spoken English course, which is a free download from englishbanana.com/talkalot. If you'd like to attend the next online lesson, please visit www.whiziq.com/Matt Perland.
We're going to look at the internet reading comprehension. Let's start with some new words here. Okay. New words in this text. I'll just go through them quickly. If you have any comments or questions, now please type in the box. Type them in the box, okay? But these are some of the new vocabulary words. This text is taken from Talk A Lot, Book 3, Unit 9. So, Talk A Lot, Book 3, Unit 9, which is all about internet. Again, you can download it from our site or from scribd.com. Okay. So, let's continue here. First word, email account. Email account gives you private access to your email. Okay. Username, it's the name that you have to log in to your email account, or maybe a different account, maybe Facebook or something like that. Often we have lots of different accounts online, and we have username and password to remember. Okay. Next word, maybe not familiar, number 3, to grin. To grin means to smile in a very broad way, to smile broadly, so a big smile, from, sometimes we say from ear to ear, so a big smile. Mariam, Francesca, I can't speak much louder, I'm speaking in the same volume that I usually speak, so perhaps you can turn up the volume on your side. I can't do that, I can't speak any louder than that. Shall I grin now like this? Jeez. Big smile. Okay. The next word, lowercase, is the word we use to describe small letters. So, A, B, C, it's lowercase. It's little letters. As opposed to big letters, capital letters. Yeah. So, lowercase. Sometimes your password or your username has to be lowercase. Yeah, lowercase. Number 6, to ignore. Ignore. Pay no attention to somebody. So if I ignore you, then I don't speak to you, I don't look at you, I ignore you. Yeah, ignore somebody or something. Okay. 7, we've got job center. Job center is government work office, place where the employers list their jobs, and people go to see what jobs there are available. In the UK, these are called Job Centre Plus. So not only Job Centre, but Job Centre Plus, something extra. People go there as well to get talk about their benefits, but unemployment benefits. Job center. Okay. Next one is a phrase that's in the text. What you doing? What you doing? one of the characters says, "What you doing?" So he's speaking without correct grammar. What should the sentence be? What should it be? What should this question be? Not what you doing. Any idea? What are you doing? Good. What are you doing? So often for native speakers we contract and we lose words which don't have any stress, things like auxiliary verbs like are in this sentence, and just say, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" I would say to my parents even, "What are you doing at the moment?" To your friends, "What are you doing?" "Oh, I'm just doing this." We don't lose any of the meaning of the sentence, of the question, but we lose some of the grammar, yeah, that's for sure. Okay, and number 9, Dad Man. So this character is talking to his father, and of course dad is like a slang word for father, or just an informal word. And this guy is a teenager who's saying this, and sometimes in the UK teenagers have the habit of saying after every sentence, "Man, what are you doing, Dad Man?" Yeah, so you know, we have this habit of saying "man" after everything. "Oh, I'm going out, man. Where are you going, man? What are you doing, man?" I think it comes from a slang, like even African American slang, or rap, from rap music or something like that. But it's a slang type of thing. So some teenagers just put the word "man" after everything. "Oh, I'm really bored, man." You know, they call everybody "man," even women, girls. Everybody's "man." Number 10, surf the net. To surf the net, so I'm sure you know this. Use the internet. Why is it surf the net? What do you think? Why surf? Why surf the net? What do you think? But why is it surfing? Because surfing is a sport like that we do on the ocean, isn't it? We surf waves. So Mansi says searching for something. Carmen says good, because you're moving from one place to another, so you're not in one place. It has a feeling of being active, it's movement, it's kind of restless. Yeah, surf the net. We're not just going online and reading EnglishBanana.com, what we can't anyway now, today. Yes, that's right. So it's changeable, we're changing all the time. And the waves are never the same, they never stay still, so it's moving and active all the time. Okay, good. Next one, Silver Surfer, what do you think? An older person who uses the internet. So we say Silver Surfer. Oh, Bridget is a golden surfer. Well, I don't know, because I don't know how old you are. But no, we don't have a phrase golden surfer. But silver surfer, we definitely have. And it's anybody over the age of... Ooh, have to be careful now. Maybe 60 plus. My parents are silver surfers, you know, they go online, they look for something to do with making a quilt or patchwork, they look at the newspaper, yeah. and they're Silver Surfers. Sandy, we're not going to chat with another person, so this lesson is reading comprehension. So if you would like to stay, you're welcome. Or if not, use Skype if you want to chat with somebody, maybe, yeah? You can use Skype, I recommend that. Or you can stay in the lesson, it's up to you, really is. Silver Surfer is, it's not offensive, but it's kind of comical, kind of funny phrase. Facebook is popular social network. Do you go on Facebook? I use Facebook every day. I don't use any other networks like that. I think it's better to keep in one place online. Next word, maybe it's not familiar, to lope. To lope, it's a form of movement. It's like walking, when you're walking from side to side and sort of swaying. So if I can show a little bit. Think about how some teenagers, the same kind of people who's saying man after every sentence, how they maybe walk from side to side in a very swaying manner. Not drunk, as Bridget's saying, but in a kind of cool way. If you watch some music videos, you can see people, rappers, who walk in this kind of way. And they don't walk just normally, they just walk from side to side like this. And they're sort of loping, they're loping along. As if they've got a great amount of rhythm in their body and they have to almost dancing. Yeah. That's right. Okay. Next word is geek. Geek. So, geek is somebody who spends a lot of time with technology rather than with other people. So a geek may be a boy or a girl, generally younger people, who, you know, spends 5 hours or 10 hours on the internet in one go. Yeah. So, is anybody here a geek? Somebody at school who's maybe very quiet and spends every break time in the computer room playing some online games, and this is a geek. So it has negative connotation, Mariam, yes, but it's not really offensive, but you could maybe use it in bullying. So it can be a not very nice word, or it could just be a friendly word like, oh, my sister's such a geek. Somebody that's always studying or using the internet all the time instead of having real connections with people. So Nadia's saying she's crazy about surfing the net. Am I a geek? Well, but how long are you spending, Nadia? Are you spending like 5 hours in one session? Or are you online all night instead of sleeping? Playing World of Warcraft or Second Life or something? Bridget saying, are you a geek, Matt? I'm not... I don't know, Bridget. I spend a lot of time away from my computer because I have to go to work. I have to go to my classroom. So, maybe not, but a little bit of a geek, maybe. A little bit. Yeah. If I didn't have a job like in the school, I would be more tempted to become a geek, I think. so it can be negative. And the last one, mountain of GCSE revision guides, a mountain. So this person is doing revision and studying. So this is a kind of idiomatic phrase. She has a lot of books open on her desk. It's like she's covered in books. She's got a mountain of books. You know, when people are revising for exams, they've got all books open on their desk. Yeah. So GCSE is exams at 16 for students in this, in the UK. Yeah, 16. General Certificate of Secondary Education, I believe, GCSE. So at 16 you maybe do, will do, I don't know, 10 GCSEs. That one for each subject. Yeah. Good. So this will explain a little bit of our vocabulary. I'm sorry. I've got a bit of a cold this week again. Now, so let's go to page one. Don't forget you can download this, all of this material from, wait for it, englishbanana.com/talkalot, and look for the Talkalot book 3. This is unit 9 and there's about 38, I think, pages of stuff on this topic, internet, all free. So go there now, but not today because the site is down, but I believe it will be back up tomorrow. So I'm looking for somebody to read the text for us. Do you want to volunteer? So put your hand up if you'd like to have a go. Henry, then, come on then. Don't forget, Henry, turn down your volume on your computer or use a headphone like mine, because we don't want to have echo.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yep.
So I read just the first sentence, right?
No, you can read the text for us if you're happy to do that.
Okay. It was hot, a still June night, and Maggie was sitting upstairs with her dad, patiently showing him how to set up his own email account. "You need to think of a username, Dad," she said. "Mm-hmm. "What about my name?" "Rob Jones," asked Rob. "That's gone, I'm sure," replied Maggie. "There's more than one Rob Jones in the world, Dad." They both grinned. "It has to be something lowercase and all one word. And put a few numbers in it, too. But make it easy to remember. Maybe Rob Jones, 1968. No, That's already gone. Eventually, they choose a username and password for Rob, and Maggie showed him how to send and receive an email. After years of ignoring his family's nagging, Rob now realized that he needed to be online, mainly so that he could find a new driving job. He had been made redundant over a month ago, and his personal advisor at the job center had suggested he look online. "I've got to get on with my revision, Dad," said Maggie. "But try using Google to search for driving jobs." Rob felt like a kid with a new bike. he could feel the possibilities opening up before him. "What you doing, Deadman?" Dennis called, throwing his dirty football boots on the floor. "I'm going to find a job, son," replied Rob brightly. "Surfing the net. I never took you for a silver surfer, Dad," sneered Dennis, slurping from a pot of yogurt. "I need to check my Facebook now. Can I?" "In a minute, son." Dennis looked up and found his sister. "Hey, geek girl, can I borrow your phone?" "What for?" Maggie's voice rose from beneath a mountain of GCSE revision guides. "I need to get online."
Good, okay. Very well done. Very well done, Henry. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for that. Okay. Great. So, just a few pronunciation points. This word here, Google. Google. So it's long vowel sound. Ooh. Google. Yeah, Google. In Poland, my students always call it Goggle. Goggle, yes. But it's Google. So it's so important, the vowel sound on the stressed syllable. Opening. So he could feel the possibilities. Opening. Again. It's a long sound. Opening. Next one. Surfer. 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 It's a long sound. Silver surfer. English can be hard if you don't have, in your language, any long vowel sounds, because we have a lot. We have a lot, as you know. So it's important to think about. And again, loped. Loped off. Dennis loped off. O is long. And beneath, last one, beneath, so stress on the second syllable. But very good there, Henry, thanks a lot. Any new words or vocabulary then in this? Any new words? What do you think? So type in the box if there's anything new here. Beneath, so anybody? Beneath? It's like under. So she's almost under these books. It's like a mountain of books that just cover her. Okay, next one, quickly. Nagging. So, after years of ignoring his family's nagging, line 9. So, nagging is when somebody tells you all the time what you should do, things that you should do. Just, it's something really that is commonly practiced by wives, I should say. Can I say that? Nagging. Have you done this? Have you done that? Have you cleaned your shoes? Have you... Nagging. Yeah. And parents, I should say. Not only wives. Yeah, teachers maybe as well are good at nagging. Okay. Slurping. So we're looking at this one. Slurping. To slurp is a verb meaning to drink in a noisy way. If I drink my drink, for example, it's not a very nice thing to do. Yeah. Thanks, Bridget. Elegant. It's not elegant, so it's bad manners to slurp, but Dennis is a bit of a funny character. He's a typical teenage boy, and for him, slurping from a pot of yogurt is perfectly fine. Okay, what else did we have? Redundant, so to be made, verb to be made redundant. Made redundant. Any ideas? To be made redundant. So, if I'm made redundant, I lose my job, but it wasn't my fault. So, maybe there isn't enough work, and the company just says, sorry, we don't need you anymore. Your job is not necessary here, and you are being made redundant. So it's not your fault, you haven't been sacked. So maybe you didn't do anything wrong, but you're just not required. Not required. Surplus to requirements. Yeah. So maybe you will get some money when you leave, if you've been working for a long time. Yeah, to sack, Nadia, is to fire. Yeah, so if I'm sacked, it looks a lot worse on my record. It looks like I did something wrong, or maybe I don't know, but I did something wrong and they sacked me, they fired me. But made redundant is still negative, because you haven't got a job. What does it mean, this one, word 15, brightly, any ideas? So, Dennis asks his dad, what are you doing, dad man? And Rob says, I'm going to find a job, son, I'm going to find a job. He's speaking in a very up way, kind of optimistic, with hope. Good, very good. Sabimadatil. I'm sorry. Very good. Yeah, he's optimistic with hope. He's very pleased. You know, this guy has ignored the internet for a long time, for many years, and now he realizes actually it is useful. It's something useful. It's not just messing about on Facebook or Twitter, but he can find a job here using the internet. You know, he could feel the possibilities opening up. So that's why there's the simile, like a kid with a new bike. Imagine how you felt. Remember how you felt when you got a new bike when you were a child. A bike means you can go somewhere. You can get out, you can travel. And the internet does that as well for people. Hello there, Gruber. Cześć, Grubusz. Nice to meet you here. Yes, it's always nice to see you. Good. Anything else then in the text? So there's a lot of things we could study. A lot of things. Sniggered. Oh, line 16. Sniggered. So Dennis is really making fun of his dad. Oh, I never took you for a Silver Surfer, Dad. Kind of nasty laugh. Kind of nasty, sarcastic laugh. You know, if I see somebody in the street fall over in the snow, because of the snow, I might be tempted to snigger. Like that. But no, we shouldn't. We shouldn't snigger at people. Dennis is kind of not very positive character in this story. His sister's there helping their dad. get online, you know, think of a username and password so that he can send email, so he can apply for jobs. And Dennis just comes in, throws his dirty football boots on the floor and tries to steal the computer, take over the computer. When he doesn't get his way with his dad, he just goes off, lopes off, doom, 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 lopes off to his sister's room to borrow her phone. So what is he going to do with her phone? What do you think? In line 18. What's he going to do with her phone? Why does he go and get Maggie's phone? Any ideas? Yeah. Anything? Anyone? I feel like I'm in Ferris Bueller's Day Off when I say this. This kind of thing. Well, he wants to get online, and nowadays we can get online using our phone. We could check our email with phone by mobile. We could use Facebook, things like that. So that's why he wants to get online on the phone. Okay, just answer some question here. Vimal, thanks for coming. We're doing reading comprehension, so just listen and join in as you can. Sandeep, yes, but please contact me outside of the lesson, because I'm talking to not only you, Sandeep, but to 28 other people in this lesson, okay? So I can't stop everything and just have a private chat with you now, okay? Yeah, good. So let's keep this. I'm going to ask some questions now from the text, about the text, and just type in your answers in the box, okay? So let's start from here. Question one: what was the month? What month was it? What month was it? So look at the text, type in your answer in the box. Great, Richard first with June. Dimgenik, very good. Anil, good. Excellent. So 10 points if you're first. So there's 5 points for second, and 1 point if you're third. And the rest of you, you get the pat on the back. Yeah, pat on the back. So congratulations. Okay, next question two. What time of day was it? What time of day was it? What time of day was it in the story? Night. Caxito 1 is first, so 10 points for you. Excellent. Very good. Great. I don't know if we know the time, like 9 o'clock, but it was night. It was night time. Okay, question three. What was Dennis eating? What was Dennis eating in the story? Okay, Dimgenik first. Yogurt, Nadia second with yogurt, and you can type the line number as well if you want to help me. Yeah, great. Yogurt, he was slurping his yogurt. Question four, which website did Dennis want to go on? Which website did he want to go on? No, not Google. Facebook, Dimgenik. Okay, Google, some people are saying no. Dennis wanted to go on Facebook. Yeah. And we have this phrase now, you know, I want to check my Facebook, as in visit this website. But now it's become so personal to us, we just say my Facebook. That means my page, my status. Okay. Question 5. Did Rob feel optimistic or pessimistic about using the internet? Did Rob feel optimistic or pessimistic about using the internet? And type the line number as well for me. Bridget, no. No. Sandeep is first for 10 points. Optimistic. Well done, Sandeep. Good. And line number? How do you know that he was optimistic? Because. Brightly, okay. But how did he feel about being online? He felt like, what? Brightly, okay. So Dim Gannick got it. Line 13. He felt like a kid with a new bike, so he felt full of excitement. Full of excitement. Okay. Question 6. Who had nagged Rob to use the internet for years? Who had nagged Rob? And this time I need the line number as well. Who had nagged Rob? Not Maggie, but I need the line number as well to get 10 points. Line number. No. Nobody's got it. I need the answer and the line number together. Come on, Bridget, you can do it. No. Anyone? I need to see the answer and the line number. Okay, Sabima Datil. Line 8 and 9, family. Okay, good. So this time, please type in the answer and line number, please, for the next one, okay? Question 7, when was Rob made redundant? When was Rob made redundant? When was Rob made redundant? No. No. I need exactly right. Exactly right, Nadia. Mansi. No. No. Over a month ago. Over a month ago. Yeah. Good. Sabi Madatil. And line 10. 10 points for you. So it wasn't a month ago. It was over a month ago. Maybe 5 weeks ago. 6 weeks ago. Okay. Next question 8. Why did Dennis want to borrow Maggie's phone? Why did Dennis want to borrow Maggie's phone? And type in the line number. 19. He wants to get online. Dim Gannick is very quick today. Yeah. Excellent. Or, yeah, he wanted to check Facebook as well. But, yeah, to get online. Okay. Question 9, what was the weather like? What was the weather like? What was the weather like? And line number? But I need both together, Bridget. Dim Gannick again. 1... Line 1, it was hot. Line 1, it was hot, okay. Yulia as well. Yulia, very good. And question 10. What did Dennis throw on the floor? What did Dennis throw on the floor? So I think Nadia's first, Boots, line 14. Very good. But more detail, Nadia, dirty football boots. But I'll give you 10 points, Nadia. Definitely. Yeah. Good. Don't worry. Next job for us today, we're going to look at true, false, or unknown. So maybe you know this game that we have. True, false, or unknown. So if it's true, you have to type T plus line number, for example 1. Or if it's false, plus line number. Yeah. If we don't know the answer from the text, if we don't know the answer, then you type unknown and the line number. Yeah. So just, I need either T, F, or U. Okay. U is if we don't know from the text. The text doesn't tell us. We don't know the answer. So, ready? Let's have a look then. Question 1. Maggie had a lot of revision to do. Maggie had a lot of revision to do. Okay, Nadia, thanks so much for your help. Thanks a lot, Nadia. See you soon. Ruku, we've got a quiz here. Yeah, look at the text and answer the question. Maggie had a lot of revision to do. Okay, true, line 12, or true, 19 as well. Okay, good. I think Sandeep was first again. Next one. Dennis was friendly and polite to his dad and sister. Dennis was friendly and polite to his dad and sister. Is it true, false, or unknown? But what line number is it? He was friendly and polite. Okay, I think Caxito first. F14. Yeah, what you doing, dad man? It's not very polite to his dad. And then calls him a silver surfer. And then slurps from a pot of yogurt. Yeah. And then what does he call his sister as well? Geek girl. So, that's false. 3. Maggie ran out of patience with her dad. Maggie ran out of patience with her dad. Is that true, false, or unknown? So, okay, line number? False, 1, F1, Caxito again. So she was patiently showing him how to set up his own email account. She didn't run out of patience. Okay, good. Next question. Maggie was really pleased that her dad had gone online. Maggie was really pleased that her dad had gone online. What do you think? Any ideas? So, do we know? Okay, so a few people saying true. Dimgenic saying unknown. Sandeep unknown. Sabi Madatil unknown. Yeah, so we don't know how Maggie felt. We don't know. Yeah, we don't know because the text doesn't tell us this information. She was helping him, but doesn't tell us that she was really pleased. Okay, so this is reading. We guess, said Bridget. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay, question 5. Maggie was sitting in the kitchen with her dad. Maggie was sitting in the kitchen with her dad. Is it true, false, or unknown? So, a few people saying false. Line 1. Kaksita saying unknown. Yeah. But no, this is false. Line 1. They were sitting upstairs, and it's very unlikely that the kitchen would be upstairs. So, I think we're Sandeep again. Yeah, very good. Okay, next one. Next question. Rob already had an email account. Rob already had an email account. Is it true, false, or unknown? What do you think? So, I'm looking for false at line 3. No, I think line 2. Yeah, false line 2. She was showing him how to set up his own email account. Okay. Let's take one more question from here. One more question. Ready? So, Maggie is an expert at using the internet. Maggie is an expert at using the internet. What do you think? Is she an expert? So, some people saying yes, 18, line 18. Emma said no. False, unknown. Wow, it's a real mix here. Yeah. Do we know that she's an expert? Does it tell us in the text anywhere? So, okay, Anil says geek. So the word geek, maybe Dennis thinks that she's a geek, but we haven't got evidence that she is one. That's maybe just a nasty name for her, because she's studying, because she's revising and got some books open. Yeah, so we haven't got any information in the text. It's unknown. She's helping her dad set up his own email account. But you don't need to be an expert to do that. Yeah. Good, okay. So, that's, I think, we're coming to the end of the class now. Lots of people typing in now. The best thing to do is come at the beginning of the lesson, and then you can follow the whole lesson. You can't speak to me directly now in this kind of lesson, because I'm teaching to the whole class rather than just to one student. But after the lesson you can contact me. Here are the details on this page, how you can contact me. Yeah. Here, by email, or by my website. Don't forget, you can download all of this material from englishbanana.com/talkalot. Also from scribed.com/englishbanana.
Thanks for joining us today. To download more free lessons and all of the Talkalot materials absolutely free of charge, please visit englishbanana.com/talkalot.